Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff made appearances on several television talk shows. He told ABC's This Week program there is no indication of a linkage between the events in Britain and any specific attacks on the United States.
We do not have at this point specific credible intelligence that there is an attack focused, particular attack focused in this country.
But at the same time, speaking on CNN's Late Edition program, Chertoff said U.S. authorities are concerned about the threat of terrorism, especially in the coming months.
We've had a number of al-Qaeda leaders quite publicly talking about how they want to carry out their threats against the West. So given that and given the history that we've had over past summers with attacks in Britain, I think we were clearly focused on this as a possibility.
Chertoff said the United States will enact additional security measures at airports, train stations, and other mass transit stations this week as the country prepares to celebrate the July 4th Independence Day holiday. He added that there will be what he described as enhanced air marshal work on transatlantic flights with special attention to Britain. U.S. air marshals have been accompanying U.S.-bound flights since a plot to blow up airliners between the United States and Britain was uncovered last August in London. Chertoff said Washington is increasingly concerned about people with European citizenship going to South Asia to get terrorism training and then returning to carry out attacks in Europe or the United States. He told CNN there are what he described as a significant number of people within the United States who have suspected links to terrorism.
I'm not saying those are linked to al-Qaeda, but they certainly indicate the possibility of people becoming radicalized and deciding they want to carry out attacks on their own. So this is not by no means a European problem. It's a problem here as well.
Chertoff said he has no immediate plans to raise the overall threat level in the United States, which is at yellow, signifying an elevated level. Since last August, the U.S. threat level for all domestic and international flights has been more serious, at level orange. Stephanie Hovioy, News, Washington.